All right, so think for a second. What does your congressional district look like? And I don't mean the demographic profile or what kind of economy it has. I mean, what does it actually look like on a map, its shape? It almost certainly does not look like a square or a rectangle. And that's because congressional maps are drawn by state legislatures. And whatever party controls that legislature works very, very hard to make sure that those districts are drawn in a way that benefits their side, keeping voters you want in, dividing the voters you don't want out. And that's why so many districts look like snakes or hooks or spirals or sometimes nothing logical at all. But there's definitely a logic to it, political advantage. Now, Florida recently redrew some of its districts, much to the dismay of the state's Supreme Court, which recently ruled that the new districts too heavily favored the Republican Party. And the Florida legislature called a special session, and it has not gone well.
Meanwhile, across the rotunda, they're tinkering with the maps. The nerve!
The nerve. That's Florida State Representative Matt Gaetz speaking in the State House on August 18th. Joining me now with more, Nick Evans, a reporter on Florida state politics at WFSU. Welcome to The Takeaway, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Representative Gaetz there is incensed, and so are a lot of other people. Florida isn't alone in having fights over redistricting, but what's going on?
Well, it's been going on for a little over a year now, actually. The most recent special session where they failed to draw a map is actually the second they've had in trying to redraw congressional borders. So right now, where we are is we are waiting for the Supreme Court to decide what to do next.
So this is basically an argument over gerrymandering, right? Good old-fashioned political advantage in drawing the congressional map.
Yeah, it kind of is. So the poster child for this debate has been District 5, which runs from Jacksonville to Orlando. And it does look like nothing that makes any logical sense. I guess one of the things that you should know about District 5 is that it started out as kind of a good idea. In 1993, federal judges decided that we should have a minority access seat there. What's happened in the past two reapportionments is that the Republican-controlled legislature has added more and more African Americans to District 5. So it's gone from minority access to more minority packing within that district. And very recently, the courts have stepped in and said, you need to redraw the map. And so this time last year, they changed District 5 a little bit and District 10 a little bit. But then the state Supreme Court got involved and said, no, you need to change a lot more than that. The most recent special session, they were sent back to redraw eight districts, and they weren't able to come to an agreement.
And fitting all these Tetris pieces together isn't just about Democrats on Republicans or Republicans on Democrats. If you redraw two Republican districts next to each other, you can have two incumbents running against each other, and people don't like that.
What we're going to see likely is that a lot of lines move at least a little bit. I spoke with one political scientist earlier this week who suggests we could see as many as six new faces in Florida's 27-member congressional delegation. So it could have a pretty serious impact.
So who's the ultimate arbiter here? If Republicans that control the House and the Senate and the governor's office can't agree, is it ultimately up to the state Supreme Court? Is it up to the governor and the Speaker of the House? Who has the final say here?
That's a really good question. Nobody knows. Right now, the state Supreme Court is trying to decide if they want to step in and draw the maps. Now, in their July 9th ruling, they asserted the right to redraw borders, but said, we're just choosing not to invoke that right now. It's not necessarily clear that they can do that. If they step in and they draw the maps, expect a federal challenge immediately. But keep in mind, in this last congressional reapportionment alone, a total of nine states already have already had some level of court involvement in redrawing the maps.
Political advantage, minority access, and the weird puzzle piece game that is drawing congressional districts in Florida and across the country. Nick Evans with WFSU. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.